From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A major earthquake struck the historic city of Bem in Iran this morning. At least 5,000 people are dead and as many as 30,000 injured, according to the local governor. U.S. officials estimated the quake at 6.5. It toppled buildings and power lines and destroyed much of the mud brick fortress that loomed over the city for 2,000 years. Rescue crews from around the region and the world are on their way to Bem to search for survivors and to help the injured and displaced. We'll hear from an official with the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in just a minute, but first to the Iranian capital, Tehran. Nazila Fati is a reporter covering the story for The New York Times. She says government officials report widespread damage in Bem.
The city had a very old structure. Most houses were built of mud or brick, and the earthquake occurred at 5:30 early this morning, so most people were still asleep when the earthquake happened.
What are you hearing about medical care in the area? Where are victims being taken who are being able to be treated?
Well, we are hearing that the victims are being taken to hospitals around the country because the hospitals in the city were destroyed by the earthquake. But apparently the number of casualties is so high that even planes that are apparently 5 or 6 planes have been deployed to carry the injured, but they're not enough. And so we are hearing from eyewitnesses that many are still lying on the streets waiting for help.
Has emergency assistance gotten into the area yet?
Yes, it has, but it's simply not enough.
And what is the Iranian government saying about what kinds of help it might need?
They are asking, actually, for international help. They have asked for sniffer dogs, for tents, for blankets, any kind of aid that could help them.
And for relatives of people who live in Bem, are they able to get to the city if they wanted to check on how their relatives are doing?
Actually, they are making the work of the rescue workers a little bit more difficult because they have rushed to the city. They're worried about their families, and so they have created a lot of traffic jam on the road to the city, and it has made it more difficult for aid workers to get there.
Have you been able to talk with anyone who was in or near Bem when this earthquake happened?
Yes, I spoke to several photographers who were there, and they described the scene as awful. People still lying on the streets, trying to unearth their family members. They don't know if they're alive or dead, but apparently a lot of families have lost family members.
The city of Bem is well known for its fortress, a 2,000-year-old citadel in the city on the Silk Road. What's the status of that fortress? How badly has it been damaged?
It's been badly damaged, probably completely damaged. This is what authorities of the city have said, that about 70% of the fortress has been damaged.
What sort of role did this historic, this ancient fortress play in Iranian culture?
Well, it was a historical place that a lot of tourists visited it every year. And it was one of the sites that was still there from pre-Islamic time. And there are not that many historical places from pre-Islam time left in the country just because of wars and a lot of earthquakes that have happened in the country.
Well, Ms. Fati, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Nazila Fati is covering the story of the earthquake in Bem for The New York Times. She spoke with us from Tehran.